excited to talk to this man. He is the new editor-in-chief of the All-American, which is the college football arm of the new website, The Athletic, the premium sports subscription service. It is wonderful. It is a beautiful site. We welcome in Stuart Mandel. How are you, man?
I'm great. How are you?
We're good, man. We appreciate your time this morning. Tell us a little bit about this idea and how you got involved with The Athletic, the All-American. I love this subscription service. No ads, no videos. It's a wonderful thing, and I'm glad you're doing it.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, it's, you know, The Athletic is a network of subscription sports sites that started last year in a bunch of local markets like Chicago and Detroit and Cleveland. And, you know, this is their first kind of reach nationally with my college football site. Seth Davis will be starting a college basketball site next month. It's kind of what you just said. You know, we've hired a great team of writers from around the country. We're covering national college football, good, solid reporting and analysis. And then none of the stuff that is frustrating people about the other major sports sites. We don't have any autoplay videos. We don't have any ads. We don't need to do clickbait headlines. Just good written stories that we know people want.
I think not having the autoplay ads is enough for everybody to sign up. I don't know that there's any smaller inconvenience in my life that gives me more pain on a day-to-day basis. But let's get into the football. It is the true opening weekend. Everybody down here obviously very focused on Big 12 college football. Oklahoma State impressive in their first game of the year. Oklahoma State, do they have enough on offense to be able to knock off incumbent Oklahoma this year?
You know, I think they do. They're actually my dark horse playoff pick, and they were even before that game the other night. If you watched them the other night, and this is a team that reminds me a lot of Mike Gundy's 2011 team, where you have a veteran quarterback and receiver combo in Mason Rudolph and James Washington, and they've got a whole lot of other great skill players as well. And I'm just a little more skeptical than some that Bob Stoops can just hand this off to Lincoln Riley, a first-time head coach, and have no effect. It's obviously a very talented team, and we all know how great Baker Mayfield is as a quarterback. But any first-year head coach is going to go through some growing pains. And Mike Gundy's been doing this for a long time now. So I think there's a window of opportunity there for the Cowboys to win the Big 12.
Yeah, you talk about that kind of Tom Herman, not necessarily a first-time head coach, but first-year head coach with Texas. They're playing right now. Just, they have the talent, but can Herman figure out the pieces to maybe give OU or Oklahoma State a challenge this year?
Well, I think they should certainly be a better team than they have been the last couple of years under Charlie Strong. I think it's been overstated a little bit how much talent is there. It's better than it was certainly toward the end of Mack Brown, but I don't think Texas is sitting on, you know, Alabama, Ohio State, USC talent, and they just need the right coach to get it done. I think they will recruit well under Tom Herman, and they will get better. But as for this season, you know, if I'm a Texas fan and they win 8 or 9 games and knock off an Oklahoma or an Oklahoma State, I would feel pretty good about that for year one.
Stuart Mandel of the All-American joining us here on the show. Lamar Jackson, there was a polarizing article posted in the New York Post regarding his lack of recognition in the offseason despite coming off that Heisman win. Does he have enough on that team to really truly make another run? And is he going to be a guy that is going to be a great college quarterback but not necessarily translate to the NFL? Or does he have the skills to make that jump, do you think?
Bobby Petrino has done a pretty great job over the years of developing quarterbacks during their college careers. And so, you know, if you watched Lamar Jackson last year, you saw a very exciting player, but not necessarily a NFL-caliber passer. He wasn't accurate enough. But I think knowing the past track record of Petrino, I fully expect Lamar Jackson to come out and be a much better passer this season. Now, he needs some help. I mean, their implosion at the end of last season, he got no help from his offensive line. That offensive line needs to be a lot better this season for them to contend and win the ACC. But if you remember, you know, obviously everybody remembers them crushing Florida State early last season. And then they had Clemson right down to the wire in Death Valley. So that was a team that, at least for the first half of the season, could have easily, you know, if that thing had broken right against Clemson, ended up winning that division instead of the eventual national champ. So definitely a factor again this year.
We are the flagship station for the Texas A&M Aggies here in the DFW area. Obviously, they opened the season today against UCLA. When you look at A&M, and yeah, you got a tough opener. They play in such a tough division with Alabama, Auburn, LSU. Can they do enough this year to save Kevin Sumlin's job in College Station?
You know, right now, you know, I was very high on them going into the past couple of seasons. This is probably the first time that I look at the team and say, why should I be so excited about A&M this year? I get Christian Kirk is a great player. You know, it feels like they missed the window when they had Myles Garrett and Deshaun Hall and some of those guys. Now, the good news is expectations are a little bit lower than they have been the last few years, and maybe that's what they need. Maybe they don't, you know, maybe the pressure of living up to that substantial hype, you know, affected how those last few seasons ended, where they would get up to the top four or close to it and then implode. You know, I'm curious to see how they play against UCLA tomorrow night. I wouldn't, you know, rule it out that they surprise a lot of people this year, but certainly the pressure is as high on Kevin Sumlin as it is any coach in the country.
Let's get to the big matchup of the weekend, Alabama against Florida State. What's your thinking on Jalen Hurts? Because if you talk to any Alabama fan, it seems like they're ready to get that true freshman in there at quarterback, and it kind of blows my mind whenever you talk about a true, you know, a freshman himself last year who led them to the national title game. What are your thoughts on him keeping his job there in Alabama, as well as what's going to happen Alabama against Florida State?
Well, nobody's ever more popular on a football team than the backup quarterback, so I'm not surprised that Tua has the you know, fans excited. He, and the spring game had a lot to do with that. He looked great, but so did Jalen Hurts. And you know, I think last year was you know, a very conscious decision by the coaches to bring him along pretty slowly, but certainly in the playoff games, that lack of a downfield passing ability hurt them. So I'm excited to see him tonight against Florida State, but that's a tremendous defense. And if he struggles, you know, early in the game and the fans are starting to get restless, I mean, you just got to remember, most quarterbacks are going to struggle against Derwin James and that Florida State defense this year.
All right, Stuart, before we let you go, what were your four playoff picks to get in there and battle it out here at the end of the season?
They were Alabama, Ohio State, Washington coming out of the Pac-12, and Oklahoma State.
You just made a lot of Cowboys fans very happy for the OK State team.
Yeah.
All right, Stuart, we appreciate it. We will check out. We will check out The Athletic and the All-American, your new website. We appreciate your time here on College Football Saturday.
Thank you very much for having me.